wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
A question. What does it take to go to heaven? Most of you want to go to heaven when you die, but we wonder whether you know just what it takes to go to that holy home of God and of his angels. One day there visited this earth the one who came down from heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He came for the great purpose of rescuing us from the pit of sin and saving us from going down to hell fire. He came to make a way to heaven for us. To do this, he had to die for our sins, shedding his precious blood on the cruel cross at Calvary. Oh, how great was his desire to save us, to be willing to suffer such agony for us. And triumphantly rising from the dead, he bodily ascended back into heaven. This is what it took for him to make the way to heaven for us. Now, what does it take for us to go there? Man's imaginations are worthless. We must know. But Jesus knew what God demanded and what we needed. He loved us and would not deceive us. Then let us all listen to his words. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Plain and insistent are his words. This makes me ask you this one question. Have you been born again? It matters not what fine Christian parents you had. You were born in sin, the same as everyone else. The Lord Jesus said, except a man be born again. So no matter who the man is, or what he has done or not done, it is for each one of us to be born again and go to heaven, or else, if not born again, to go to hellfire. But some may say, I have joined the church. Another may say, I have been baptized. And one may even say, I've gone through seminary and become a pastor. But none of these things is being born again. And to all such, Jesus the Son of God says, I say unto you, ye must be born again. For one and all, this is what it takes, born again. Now, do you want to be born again? If so, turn from your sins and your self-righteousness too. In real repentance and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior, and you will be born again. For the Bible says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God who are born of God. You will be made by God his child by being born of the Spirit of God, made a new person to live a new life, even as the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Don't settle for less. Well, this is what it takes to go to heaven for you and for me. No exceptions. For our Savior, who wants us to be in heaven with him, most positively said, I say unto you, ye must be born again. Don't let the devil deceive you with some religious counterfeit. When you are born again, you will know it, and you will show it too. It's a complete transformation. It's a divine mystery. It's a miracle. It is the mighty working of God, the Holy Spirit, in the heart of a man born of the Spirit. And that change of heart brings about a change in your habits, your desires, your ways, your morals, and your ambitions. Every phase of your life is affected. Does not your heart cry out, oh God, I need this great change, but I can't change myself. I have tried but failed. Oh God, please change me. For Jesus' sake and for his glory, I will receive him as my Lord and Savior. That cry will move the heart of God, and his Spirit will go into operation, and you will be born again. Then you will have what it takes to go to heaven. Amen.
A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily verily say unto thee, he must be born again. Ye children of men, attend to the word so solemnly uttered by Jesus the Lord, and let not this message to you be in vain. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you.